Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is Tes Zayin, and we're on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom. Today's Tes Zayin. We have to do yet Tes Vav Amud Beis. We start from the bottom, Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Yeah, Halicha Zar Ve'Achzira Kayin. The last thing we did, the difference between halacha zutrisi, the girsis, like we said yesterday, the two girsis, and the machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan is by halacha rabasi. Now, halicha zar, a zar was mailachit, which of course is no good, the zero kayin, and then zero kayin v'chazar v'halicha, and he did it again. Can you have a do-over or not? In the Avaida of Halacha. Can you have the Avaida? Now, there are certain things that you can't necessarily have a do-over, but we do have Rashi, who comes over here and he tells us that there is something by the Avaida we should remember, at least the facts. If a person did a Kabbalah, a Zohar did a Kabbalah, and he did it, was not the Kabbalah, all the Dam. There was leftover Dam. You can rectify that. Let's see Rashi over here. See the Rashi? Actually, Skuda, Lahailacha, Sapasal. Lo Domya, the shout that we talk about by Halacha, whether or not it's rectifiable, where it was done improperly. The Lo Domya, the Shar Avaitis, the Ilu Shchita, the Kabbalah, when you talk about Shchita or Kabbalah, of the Kabbalah of all the Dam, oh, it's Rika, of course. May Acha Shedasu Bipsul, It's curtains. You can't go and rectify that once it was done already. You can't go ahead and do the Shechita over again. You can't do the Kabbalah over again. The Taimar, you could do it though by Kabbalah. The Taimar Kabbalah Nabi Yesh L'Sakein, Kigayim Shalokibo Apostle Kol Hadam. The Yachal Kosher Lausel L'Kabel. Ahi Vadai Shever. That's Pashit. Avadi, you could do that. Shlishi Tanad Love there. But what we're talking about is when it's not repairable, it's B'makom where you did the whole Kabbalah. You did a little bit. You left it stab in the Tzavar like you're able to do. Then Avadi, you can do that. What we're clearing over here is the Avada of Halacha. So therefore, comes the Gemara Nachamo. And it says, Amar Savar, so is this Efshar Liskuna, or is it not Efshar to be Misakin? Halicho Kayin, Mehemzira, Mechazar, Mehalicho Zar. So Plingim Bahir, we have a Machlakis, Rabchi, and Rabbi Yanai. Chad Amar, that it is Efshar Liskuna, you can do it over. You go and put it back to the way it was. Chad Amar, puzzle. You can't. You can't go and rectify the Halacha. When the halacha was done improperly in the first place. Mar savar efshel liskuna, mar savar lo efshel liskuna. Now, what about this? Halicho kayin v'hechziro v'chazer v'halicho zar. A kayin did it properly. And then a zar went, chazer v'halicho zar, and then he brought it back and he did it over again. Amar of Shimi Barashi. That it doesn't make a difference, right? Whether who brought it back. Amar of Shimi Barashi. Ledivre HaMachshir. The one who is Machshir in the first case, where Zohar did it and then the Kayan did it and it's good. Why is it good? Because you go Basa the Gemar of the Halacha. Over here, what's the Gemar of the Halacha? It's not by a Zohar, the opposite. It's possible. If you hold before it's kosher, then over here it's going to be pasul. On the other hand, the divrei ha-paisal before, because you deal with the way it originally was done, and you don't deal with the way it was afterwards when the kohen did it. Over here, Yep. And to be consistent, it's going to be kosher because over here it was not properly with a kayin, basher. And Rav Amar, no, afladivrei ha-paisel. Even if you deal with the paisel, where before it was done with a zar, and you don't deal with the gemar, that does not mean over here that it's going to be kosher just because originally it was done with a kayin. Afladivrei ha-paisel, puzzle. It's going to be puzzle over here too, even though the originally was done with a kayin, and afterwards it was done with the zar. It's puzzle by taima because saif kol saif tzarichlin tuyi. Now saif kol saif, it has to be brought over again, and the zar is the one that's doing it. Now, what is the pshat? Let's clarify one thing. Let's see what the pshat in the Gemara first. I think Lani is 90. What is pshat in the Gemara? That's not pshat. What's not pshat in the Gemara? We would be able, and this is a legitimate clara that we have by all the avaitis of the psulim. By all the avaitis of the psulim. For example, let's say a czar went and made a kmitza by a mincha. So it's no good. What is the pshat that is art than a kmitza? That's no good. It's as if that there was no legitimate kmitza. Or it's more than there's no legitimate kmitza. It didn't work. It was a paslus. You passled the silas, or you passled the mincha. It's a psul the mincha. Let's say, for example, nafkamina is a czar when it did the kmitza. And it's, oh, I made a mistake. It's not a kmitza. Take the kaimitz. Dump it back into the visa, and we'll do it over again. By a kayin. And we'll do it properly. There, the klar is, and of course, this is Talmid Tanakhama, and Ben Beseira, and the Gemara Menachis, and we learned that out from Sukkim. The challenge is, when we have Avaidus Psulim, are they in Avaidah HaPaiselis? There's something positive that's taking place that's a positive Psul? Or Avaidus Psulim, as it is, that's as if it was not done at all. There's a clara. Everybody clares it. You're right. Make the shlovit. We have a raya from a teisvus. We have a raya from a teisvus and menachis and daf yud ches. The gabi the shayla. We might think that that's what the gemara of this clara actually skuna or like it's not actually skuna. Maybe that's a shayla. The person whether they did the halacha improperly. What is an improper halacha? An improper halacha is not a halacha. And then you can hear that the reason, if it's an improper, it's not a halacha, so do it over again, actually, schooner. Or maybe an improper halacha is like an improper avaida, which an avaida that's possible. It is an avaida, and it's possible. It's not rectifiable. And its ramifications, it's not only by halacha. It can be by other things also. That's in the case that I gave. It means I gave a kaimitz. Mean a gay other things. Let's say you do the same thing by this Rika. If it, what is a Rika? It's a Rika by cell. Doesn't have a Shem Rika at all. It's if the dam spilled. Or the shot is, or, well, I'll be doing this here, but you would be able, to Echadami, theoretically, you'd be able to do it over again. And Echadami, let's say, personally, I'm going to cobble the dam, and it's Zor when it did this Rika. What happened? It's interesting. So where's the Dom now? Dom's language has made a mess of the Mizbeach. All right, so blew up, but there was no Zrikim. Let's say you would have now a Kayan. We'll go, what's going to take the same Dom or other Dom? And it's going to go with the Zrikim. No problem. The Zrikim is not a Zrikim Psula. It's as if there was no Zrikim. Or, well, he'll have to, of course, collect it. I mean, if he doesn't. He'll collect the same dam. Look at that, all the dam was used. I should qualify that. Because, well, let's say, some of the dam was used in this Rika.
Then he just goes back. Left,
he could do it. He'd be able to do that. That's like the case of the Kabbalah with this other dam. With this other dam. I'm talking where he used all the dam for this Rika. And where's all the dam now? It's splashed all over the place. And therefore, so he has to go collect it from the floor. He'll pick it up, and now Kayan wants to go and do it. Could he do that or not? That's a clear that we could have. On the other, is that the Gemara Shaila here? By Avadis Psulim? Or no? It's not like that. We have to decide whether or not that's good. We have to bring rayas. Lagabe, what is the din by Avodas Psulim in general? We'll see more coming up with a Reb Kimager. But what we're clearing over here is the Gemara is clear by halacha. What is the din? We have to decide Bechlau by Avodas Psulim. The Gemara over here, Rav Shlomo Skuda, is talking about halacha. The halacha was done improperly in the first case before the Gemara said it was done properly. And then they did it improperly. Let's go with in the main machlokes that we have in the machlokes in the Gemara over here, where it was done improperly by Yisar, and then the Kayin goes and does it. Is the Kayin able to be misakin a halacha? Because Saif calls Saif, now that he brought the halacha through the halacha, he brought it close to the Mizbeach improperly. What you can do is you can take the dab back to where it was and reverse it, start the whole halacha again. Lamaisa at the end, what do you attribute the dab to being close to the Mizbeach to make it available for the Zrika? To a Zohar and to a Kayin. The bottom line is you attribute it to the Kayin. He's the one that was Gaimer the halacha. So do you go Basa the Haskala and once it happened for Fallon? And you can't go ahead and do no do-overs. No do-overs. Or maybe it is a do-over. You have to take it, pick it back the way it was. And maybe, but it's an isolated question of halacha. It's an isolated question. Therefore, the Gemara holds. Once it's done, it's done. And the reverse should also take place. Let's say you started out with a kayin, not with a zar. And you ended up with a zar. Might it be good? Then the Gemara says that even if you hold over there, that it's going to be a puzzle, over here it will also be puzzle. And it's not a theory. Even if you hold over there it's puzzle, in this case it will also be puzzle, because Saif Kol Saif, how did it get to the Mizbeach also? The Gemara says, Asasvara. But what I'm coming just to Barvard over here is, first of all, what is not Pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is not the overall universal Shiloh that we have of what the gather of Avodas Psulim is. Is it that it's not done, or it created a psul even in the Avodah?
Why is that not?
And what the Gemara is clarifying over here is a shalin halacha. There's not a shalin halacha, therefore we don't have a raya from here necessarily. We don't have a raya necessarily to what the Gedarim are, let's say by a Kovitz, or a Zrika, or a Kabbalah.
Why is it because
the halacha is rectifiable. You can bring it back to the matzav, to the way it was originally, so you need a new halacha. So you can have a new halacha.
But
I'm not saying it's absorbed the carbon, it's absorbed the avodah. In the dam. The carbon is muscle. No, that's not even part of the clear. The klar is the avoda that you do, is it like it was not done? We're talking where it was not Aydei Yazar. Is it like the avoda was not done, or it was done with psul? You can't rectify it. Let's say the case of the kaimitz. That's the easiest case. The case of the kaimitz, Azar did a kmitza. Did he do a kmitza? Is it called the kmitza? It's not called the kmitza. It's like it spilled out of the bisa. He put it back into the bisa. There was no basic kmitza at all. But it's not the pshat that you passed the mincha. You passed with the flour that you did with the maisek kvitza. But it's not a psul, the whole mincha. Not that. Even like we're saying by the dam. Take the case of the dam that we had. He did let's say the case that we just had that Rashi told us. He did, the czar was mikabel, the dam, and there's still dam left in. Rashi says that part is pashat. What's not even cleric about that? If a czar did the Kabbalah of the dam, and there's still dam left in the tzavar of the behema, that's dvar pshutim. We're not even clearing. There's not even a havami that should not be good. A kayin will go and be mekabel the rest of the dam. What do you mean? Maybe the pshat is that he passled it. Passled what? He passled that dam, not that he passled the carpet. Very important nekuda over here also. It's why Shanissan is bringing up over here. So what we're clearing over here, and the tutstadim of the clear, is whether or not it's a paslus in the dam that he did about the inn, or if it's a paslus in the koibitz that he did. Not it's a paslus in the whole carbon. Nobody would hold that's a psul of the carbon like this. If it's rectifiable mimitzius, you'd be able to do that. Therefore, Rashi says, what you'd be able to do is go ahead and take the rest of the dam that's still in the tzavar, and you can rectify the whole thing by doing a legitimate kabbalah. The fact that originally you did not do a legitimate kabbalah is not a reason to pass on the whole carbon. So now let's see. Whether or not this is true, because Saif called Saif, you have to bring it later, is totally in Rabbi Lazar, Rabbanan, the Svan. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Hamahalach, Babakim, Shetzarech, Lahalach, Machshava, Paiselis. He says, the Bar Mishnah, that if you have to go into a place where it's necessary to go, then the Machshava will pass on. You're there. You have to transport it to the Mizbeach, and therefore, however, let's say you go, you're going instead of going through some circuitous route to go and to go to the Mizbeach, and you didn't have to go like that. You go straight, the shortest distance between two points, it's a straight line. And therefore what? Malkim She'ein Tzarech La'Halach, Paiselis. The Amar Rava Hakol Baidim Kimlu Bechutz. Everybody say Kimlu Bechutz. Let's say they're Mekabel the Dam. Now the word Chutz is misleading. It doesn't mean Bechutz. Kimlu far away from the Mizbeach. He did it far away in the Azara. He has a distance to walk to the Mizbeach. Ichnisa Bifnim, and he has to bring it towards the Mizbeach. Zelu Hiluk Shetzarek Lal. There he has to do it. That's where the Kabbalah took place. On the other hand, Kimlu Bifnim. And then Vatzi Lachutz. He walked around, took a nice stroll around the Asara far away from the Mizbeach. He didn't have to do that. Vatzi Lachutz. Zelu Hiluk Shetzarek Tzarek Lahalach. And therefore, that's Poshet, it's where it's Ein Tzarech Lahalach, Machshava will not possible by that, according to him, Rabbi Lazar. By Nechleku, where is the Machleikis? Elok Sheikh Nisu, Bechazar Vehotzio. Where is the Machleikis that we have? Where he was Machnesit, Bechazar Vehotzio. He brought it in. He brought it close to the Mizbeach. Was a regular, legitimate halacha. And then he decided he wants to take a walk. Elok shini b'chazer v'hotziyo. Mar sabar hatzarech lab tuyi. One holds side for side where he is now. He has to walk. Umar sabar, and therefore there'll be a psul of a machshava. Umar sabar lab hilach hatzarech lahalach dami. It's not like hilach hatzarech lahalach, and therefore it's not going to pass him. All right, so that means, according to the way we're saying, Itanya Tanya. In other words, here, what are we saying? That once you did it, it's still going to be Ein Tzarech Lahalach. What do you mean? In light of everything we're saying, but now it's Tzarech Lahalach. And therefore, what do we say over here? Rabbi, we just got finished saying, Abai asked, Rabbi Lon said, Mahalach Babakim, that he has to go there in a Chanami. That's called the Hiluch Shetzarech Lahalach. And Kimlo Bifnim, and he was Maitim Lachut, so Hiluch Shein Tzarech Lahalach. That's it, Shein Tzarech Lahalach. Now, in light of the way we're saying before, it should come out that it's a Hiluch Shein Tzarech Lahalach. Now, or Hiluch Shein Tzarech Lahalach, Machazer Mechdiso, according to that, it should come out that in Tehillah shetzarech lahalachu, amar la itanya tanya. Itanya. So Rashi here says, lav kehillah chatzarech lahalach dami, lav kehillah lav ahayom b'shaloy letzarech hotziyo, al chinam hutzrak lamzor lahadicha, lachnisa. It's for no reason, no good reason. Itanya de maidam arab alazar. Something where in Chanap, if you learned over there that Rabbi Lazar is minor, Tanya, the Ein Machlaikis, and therefore there will come up, there's no Machlaikis made Rabbi Lazar Latana Kama. Ella, El Amram Shimon of Ella, Amram Shimon of Ua Kayu Polik, in Chanabi. So what will we be saying? Yeah, in this, that's Itanya. If you're going to learn that Rabbi Lazar is minor over there, we learn Echadami. So what will we say? We'll say over there that that's Ein Tzarech Lahalach. Inala by Itanya, the minor of that Rabbi Lazar is minor over there. Let's say Echadami. The Ein Machlaikis made Rabbi Lazar Latanakama. Ella, Arav Shimon Avur Kayi Upalik. What's going to be now? So what will happen? It sounds like you're trying to. She'ain't tzarech lahalach. Like nefliku, Ella, the case was, Ella kishehichnisa, where originally he went in with machlisit close to the mizbeach. B'chazar b'hotziyo. Mar sabar, once you did that already, that's tzarech lahalach to you. What said that's called tzarech lahalach to you? Wait, hold on, wait, I want to read it again. Hatzarech lab to you. What holds that's called tzarech lab to you? Umar Sofar, you did it unnecessarily to bring it away from the Mizbeach. Therefore, it's lav kehiluch hatzarech lab vayda dummy. You don't have to do it. It's not. And therefore, that'll be the machlekes legabe that. Once you did it unnecessarily. Is that called tzarech or is it not called tzarech? Frank and Gemara, what do you mean? Frank down Gemara Abaya. To Rabbi Lazar, Amar Abaya, Seisvei Abaya. Rabbi Lazar says that if you're Mahalach Mabakam Shetzarek Lahalach, Machshava Beiselus, okay. Keith said that one. When's the case? Keith said Kiblo Bechutz Vichnisu Lifnim. Of course, Tzarek Lahalach Kiblo Bifnim Bahutziyah Lachutz. Still Hil Shein Tzarek Lahalach. Here we have what? If you're Mekabelit Bifnim Bahutziyah Lachutz, and you might see it Lachutz. So he looked at it's ain't tzarech lahalach. Now what are you going to do now? Now you're going to bring it back. You were makabel and originally you were there with them. Aye, v'hachazar v'hechdiso. He looked shit tzarech lahalach. According to this, what did you do? Aye, it's tzarech lahalach who? What is the get? According to the girsa. Therefore, what?
On the way back.
Here it says, "Zel hiluch she'ain tzarek lahalach." That's a case of zel hiluch tzarek lahalach. Kimlo b'fnim hotziyah lachutz. Zel hiluch where she'ain tzarek lahalach. When you take it back, right, that's not something you had to do. So, Hilish Ein Tzarech, you didn't have to go that way originally. V'chazar v'hichniso. Aye, v'chazar v'hichniso. Hilish Shetzarech lahalachu. Now, when the Gemara brings him, see again, the gears of the Mahab, that's why it's a little misleading. It's misleading over here. You see the sheet of the Kubetzis? Yeah. The word Mahad does not belong there. Zel hilach shetzarech lahalach. Kiblu bifnim, mahaytziyah lachutz. So he look she ain't tzarich lahalach. That's something it's not. Chazar v'chviso. The word behold, we take out behold. So he look she it's not a kasha. So he look she ain't tzarich lahalach. Chazar v'chviso. He look she tzarich lahalachu. And on the other hand, let's say it's chazar v'chviso. Then it is tzarich lahalach. And now you're telling me what? You're arguing about that. He's saying that that they're arguing about that, and that's a case where it's not tzarich lahalach. And here you see it's beferish that it is something that's tzarich lahalach once you did it. You learn like that, and echadami could be like that. Therefore everybody would hold that in that case it's once you did it already, it's a case of tzarich lahalach. Therefore everybody would hold in this case it's clear that it certainly would be a reason for a Machshava to pasul, because once you did it, then you did it. Once you did it, you did it. You need it. Therefore, that's called Tzarech Lahalach. The word Vahod, it was a misleading thing, the whole thing.
So what's the argument of Shimon?
Rav Shimon, where I think it's Bechlal, the whole thing is different. Rav Shimon also avails Bechlal by Halacha, that it's Efshe Levatla. By halacha, and then because it's efshe levatla. Now again, that's going to be totally in the machlokes. Whether halacha zutrisi, what happens by halacha zutrisi? Is everybody's kosher that it's possible according to Reb Shimon, or everybody holds it's kosher? Right, that's machlokes of the Gerson, and the machlokes is by halacha rabasi, or the other way. The Gemara has even had a tzad to say that was the machlokes. Maybe halacha rabasi, everybody agrees, and also what the machlokes is, or what does he mean? What does the rabbanan hold? What does the rabbanan hold that even if it is an avodah shatz efshe levatla, does machshava pasul or not? Right? Remember, the Rambam says that's not the machlokes. The Rambam holds that it's not efshe levatla. According to him, you're not going to be able to shecht it beside a mizbeach. You're going to have shecht it but richuk from the mizbeach. There has to be an absolute imperative is that you have to have a halacha. You can't do it in a way where there's not going to be a halacha. Now, when we talk about karbanis in general, and there's an avaida of Kabbalah, not Shechita, of course, but the Kabbalah or the other avaidas, Shekivlu Daman, Azar, Aydan. Well, we're itemizing that, and we'll have to go back to each one of these things to know where they come from, where the thing comes from. Zar, Aydan, Tvulyayim. Abachusar Kippur, Abachusar Azar, the Mitzayra. Somebody who had to bring a carbon before he became Tahar, Azar. Abachusar Begadim. A kayin that's missing one of the big day kahuna, or he didn't do kiddush yadayim raglayim shlo rachatz yadayim raglayim. In aro, tame yayshev, he's sitting doing the avaya sitting down, or he's aymin agabe kalim where his feet are not touching the floor. Chatzitza, agabe beheva agabe raglay chabero even, it's possible. Kibo b'smol. The Avaida has to be done the Yemin. So remember, we had Reb Shimon, that's Machsha, though. Remember, we had Reb Shimon, b'alavta b'yad, b'yamin, b'alavta b'smol. He could do it with a cane. Zar minolim. Let's start with Zar. The Tani Levi, Dabro ben Israel, Dabro l'Aaron, Dabro of Leibar, the Nazru, Mikadshe b'nei Israel. In case where they're in the Inazru, the going got be Zaris, the Inazru, they should separate themselves Mikadshe b'nei Israel. B'nei Israel, what do I mean Mikadshe b'nei Israel? Here it's like it got be what? Makriv and Betuma. It's talking about where the Avaida is done. They're bringing the Avaida and Betuma Ksiv. The Sabbath clay, next to that it says called Ish. Asher Yikrav Mikol Zarachem Limute B'nai Israel. The B'nai Israel is coming to me B'mayim. There's an Avaida that's done Betuba, Apostles. And B'nai Yisrael, if the carbon is the carbon from B'nai Yisrael, Limutei Ma'ilev and Limutei Nashim, carbon Nashim, so what is it telling you? You bring a carbon Betuma, it only applies by the carbon of B'nai Yisrael. That's what possible. No, any Betuma. B'nai Yisrael, Limutei Ma'ilev and Limutei Nashim, Nashim what? A carbon of Nashim that's brought Betuma, it will not passel. That's what it would mean. Carbon Nashim Betuma Karav. What it means is, El becomes to be Mabayit, the carbon of an Avi Kachavim. Especially, what do you mean? The carbon of an Avi Kachavim is able to be brought Betuma.
Who's Betuma?
If the carbon became Tabay. The Tzadikayim became Tameh.
Oh.
Let's say a case where it was brought with the Uksul of Tuma. Hashtat, what do you mean? The Dinim over there are even more Chomer. Hashtat, Tzitz, like Maratza. The Dinim, the Tzitz is Maratza, a carbon that became Tameh. Here, of course, the Tzitz is not Maratza by Tumas Kayim, but it will be Maratza by Tuma of the Kalim, the Klesharis, or the thing itself, the carbon itself became Tameh. Hashta, the tzitz is not maratza by a carbon of an avik lachavim, the amar mar of the avik lachavim. Beim shaking, beim bemesid. No matter what, the tzitz is loy hortza, which means that the datum of the kakrava of a carbon of an akum is more chabal than a gayadine tuma than a Yisraeli, but there's no demand of ritzoy tzitz by it. Now you're telling me what? Betuma, Karuv. That doesn't make sense. Avada, even if it's a carbon of a guy, it became Tamei. It's Avada Apostle. Elohavi Kamar. Be Nazru, be Kanche, B'nai Yisrael, B'lo Yechalalu. What we're coming to say is, not that what Karbonis that be, which Karbonis that become Tamei are also the Karbonis, there are certain Karbonis that are okay. It does not mean that at all. What it means is, it's going on the ones who are doing the Avaida, not the carbon. Elohi Kamar. Be Nazru, be Kodshe, B'nai Yisroel, B'nai Yechalalu. It's the Pusik is going, the B'nai Yechalalu, it's not on the carbon that's brought Betum, it's going on the people that are doing the Avaida. And what it's telling you, the B'nai Yisroel, B'nai Yechalalu. The B'nai Yisrael, do it, that they're Mechalal the Avaida, because they have Zabsul, there's Zabsul of Zarus. And therefore, that's what it's telling you. It's not telling you about a din of Tuma. At all. The Parsha happens to be speaking, of course, about Tuma. That's true. But the B'nai Yechalalu that we have here is a reference to the ones who are doing the Avaida. Who are the ones? Anybody? Well, then, anyone who is doing the Avaida.
Any of the Avaidas?
Any of the Avaidas, yeah. That's a separate thing, man. Any of the Avaidas that require, that are called Avaidas, except for Shechita, right? The thing is, you need a Kayin, and if Israel doesn't, he's Mechalul the Avaida. B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yechalalu. So again, so that's what we learned it out from. B'Nazru, it's important to notice, the drasha that we learned out that Azor cannot do it. B'Nazru, B'Kadshe, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yechalalu. That's one way. Tevei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Also, we learn out, not from there. We learn it out from a Kal V'Chaymer. Also, a Kal V'Chaymer, Mi Baal Mom. Ma Baal Mom, She'aychol. Who's allowed to eat the karbonis? Im avad chilel. If he did the avaida, he's mechalal it. Mumba v'layichalos v'doshi. We have a letter from a pasuk that we know. Zar she'ein aleichem. A zar who's not allowed to eat many of the karbonis. Kachim kachim. Zar who is not allowed to eat from the basachatas or nashav chachatzin kachim, so his dinim are more restrictive than a kayin. Ain't no din. Shema v'chilel. Alachas kama v'chama that if he did the avaida, avada he has to have the chumra of a baal mom. Madach a baal mom that's able to eat, he does the avaida, he's mechalal it. Over here he's not allowed to eat it, avada he does the avaida, he's mechalal it. So she'ena lecha, ena din shi mamachet. So we learn that as a kabbal chaymer from baal mom. Ena din shi mamachet. What do you hear? Baal baal mom shkein osam a karm kemakriv. What do you mean? Maybe it's different because the karm, the one that's doing it, I mean, the behemoth that's being brought has the same thing like the makriv. Let's say the behemoth itself has a mom. That's a chumra and mom. Look at who it applies to. It applies to the kayin. It applies to the behemoth, to the karmic gufim. Tamei achiyach. Yeah, but tamei, it's not like that. Tamei, it applies only by the makriv, but the behemoth itself, but I mean, the carbon itself, it's not the kabotuma. The carbon can have shepaisel bekayin. Something about a tame yachiyach. So no, it's not tame yachiyach. Shlo asaba karav kemakriv. There the karav is not like the makriv. Shein behema bekabelis tuba mechayim. Kishem shahakayin shakatame mechayim. Uksivini nasru velo yachalalu. Alma tame shava chilal, even though they think it's over, it's not going to be carved. Very difficult. Kashi over here. What? I spoke about Gaul of a Daifik. Yeah, it's a brisker rub. Right. Maybe you can even ask Rabbi Mincha. I mean, Mincha is a kabbal tuma. I mean, a behemah happens to be, because it's alive. So it's not because of the chayim of the behemah makes it impervious to tumor. Let's say it wouldn't be like that. Let's say you have something that doesn't have life in carbon. It becomes tameh, of course. Let's say a mincha. You have a kaimitz, you want to bring it all to his man, the kaimitz became tameh. I mean, without reaching tzitz, you wouldn't be able to do that. Let's say there's no tzitz. In case like that. So you wouldn't be able to do that. So what's the gemara bringing over here? It's a kula. You're telling me the gabe tuma, and you're just using it as a basis to come and say, therefore, that you should be able to learn out that there's a psul, the gabe is zar. All right, well, this is a question. Zar sheino lecha din shima machilo, malamal mum shkein osama karv kemakrim. Maybe that's something special that a balmum makes more chaber. Tabe yachiyach. You see that it could be that even Al-Khamid does not have that Chumra. Even though Al-Khayre does, in cases where it's able to become Al-Tuma. But we'll leave that for the time being at least. Ma'al-Tameh Shkei-Betameh. There's another Chumra that has. That its soul, its blemish, is transferable to something else. Ba'al-Mum Yechir. B'chazar Adin. Ba'al-Mum, you don't have that. B'chazar Adin. La'rizeh Kariseh, B'la'rizeh Kariseh. Hatzana Shavish Ebohen. Shemusarim, the tzara shavit is that they are all musar. The tame is musar, the balmom is musar, and the zar is musar. The balmom, you're not allowed to do it. We learned out from the pasik. The tame, we learned from the pasik. In our case, of zar, we learned from the pasik. And just like over there, v'imam duchil alone, avadi avizar shemusar v'yet lo. By Zard, same thing. Avani Avizar Shumuzar, Imamachilo. And how do we learn Avidala de Muzar? Now, so it's nothing about it. What's the Azhara? Now, till now, we know that there is the Azhara. What's the Azhara that he can't do that? B'nei Yisrael, Malay Chalulu. Great thing about it. What are you learning out from the Kalmah Chaimer if that's the Azhara? So it says, Beferish and the Pasik. That if he does it, it's mechalalit. Velo yechalalu. How can it be more befavorish than that? Hello, me vizar, something about me nalan the mozer. Ibi venazer, chilam a gufik sibbe. How can it be more befavorish than that? So what are you learning it out from the Kalbachaymer for? Tzara shum. Hello, where are you going to learn out that a zar cannot do the avaina? Me vizar, like ikwer balechem. He got the mitzvah. Malatzav shoshet shkei like hutram bama. There's a difference. But how can you learn it out from the other ones Can hear, learn it out from Zal Igra
Balechem.
So therefore I know that you're not allowed to do it. The question is, how do you know he's Mechalo the Avoidan? Lamal Atzana Shavish Mehen, because by the other ones, they're not allowed to do it in a Bama. Tame, you can't do it by Bama. And Balmom Vaisnais, you can't do it in a Bama. On the other hand, what about a Tzar? A Tzar is certainly able to do it in a Bama. And therefore, if the Tzar can do it in a Bama, maybe he's not Mechala. Lo Tame, Tame, Yachiyach. Ela Ema Einan Yachiyach. You should bring an Einan. Now, in order to say this, what do you have to say by a Bama? That an Einan is allowed to bring a carbon in a Bama. That's what you have to say to fix up the kasha that you have from Tame. My lodge came to us from a Meiser. Yeah, but it's another thing. An Einan's not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Ba'amum Yachir. The Chazar Adin. Leiri Zekri Zemeli Hatzad Shabbos Mehen Shabbos Harim. They had its Mechalu the Avaida. So by Azar, you'll say the same thing. Pray to Gemarachi Dami. That's not good either. Leave it mal outside of Shavish Mehen. Shkain lai Hutra Babama. Maybe say the same thing. They're not Hutra Babama. Maybe not, you're not, they're not Hutra Babama. Who's Hutra Babama? They're not Hutra Babama. What do you think? It's you think an Aydan is allowed to be makar in Rava Chidami Lifra? Ask the Rav Sama, brave the Rava. How do you know that that's true? Man Leimalan, who said the Aydan is Aser Babama, that therefore you hold it's a legitimate reason for us to learn out Tzar from it? And therefore you're going to say that it's a legitimate Tzadashav. Dilmashar Babama. This is a suffix that the Gemara really remains. We have a Shakalataria here. Whether an Einan is good to be back of an Ababa like a Tzar, or maybe an Einan is more Chaber than a Tzar. And therefore, the Gemara holds that it would not be a legitimate Tzadashav. You wouldn't be able to learn out Tzar because we don't know what's did by an Einan. A Tame, yeah. But not an Einan. An Einan is questionable. What's the did by the Einan? And therefore, how would you know that the Tzar is going to be able to be Mechal the Avaina? Learn out as a Kavachaymer. We'll come back to all these things. I'm going to talk about what these things mean.
What's the thing?
We learn out from Yashib. Shekei Badam. Learn out as a Kavachaymer from Yashib. Ba Yashib Sheichel. Iba Vatchilel. If a Yashib doing so, does the Avaida sitting down? He's Bechalel, Zar She'eino Eichel, Zar, who is not able to eat Basar Kachi Kachim, Eino Din Shimav Adchila. Ma, so he says again, Ma Decha Yashin, where's he sitting? First of all, let's see, where's he sitting? Eino Din Shimav Basarim, Mamachas Beistavit, by the way, should really add, there's a Taisvis. We remember when we spoke about Dinim, common times, about the Din of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Halamachas based on it, the Shaila is always where we get it from. Different ways. Yeah, in Kedushin, you're right. In Kedushin, in Saita, in Sanhedrin, different places where we're getting from a Pasik, Halachamash Mesina, a Taisvis over here, the bottom of the Taisvis, Nibriya Maskil, be ashamed. Holds that the Isser is an Isser to Rabbanan. You see that the last few lines of the Taisvis? Vibtaira Mali Isser Kate Usser Bazara. Nain Shiva Bazara. Taisvis, it's going to be the whole day, me and his Tariq Grala Oivin. Maybe he did it Bishvachava. And then Taisvis, before Taisvis says, that maybe the whole thing is a Rabbanan. Shema Eino Mina Taira. Maybe there's no Isser Mina Taira for that. Taina Mina Mina Raisa by Tzarech Kral. Come on, we have over here. So that's another sheet in Taisvis that the whole din might be a din only to Rabbanan.
What about the Sharis?
Yeah, that's got to be Avaida. Then, Mali Yashem, that's good. Mali Yashem, Shkei Fossil, the Yadis, maybe you'll say. Mate, if you can't learn out from this, Yashem has other restrictions. When he comes to say Eidus, like we know from Shavuos, a person that says Eidus has to be standing. Miyashiv Tamu Chacham. No. What about the Yashiv Tamu Chacham? Tamu Chacham comes and says Eidus. The din is that he's allowed to sit. Ma l'shem Yashiv Shkei Posel the Eidus. Shem Yashiv Leparach. All right. Shem Yashiv. There are times yes, certain times not. And that's not going to be a pircha to up to slug up the Kabbalah's name. And even if, yeah, Barach, Asya, Miyashev, Umechad, Mehanach, you get from one of the Yashev and together one of the other ones, where we get it together with the Dame. Miyashev, the Kosher, the Bama, Minalan. Now what are we saying though? You obviously are saying that, because the Kasha, that it's good, Babama, that Bashenke there by Yashev, it's Usher, Babama, you don't have it as a kasha. You hold that it's not a problem of learning out Zohar from there because a Yashiv is also good babama. How do you know that's true? Because Amar Kro Lamed Lifnei Hashem L'Shor So Lifnei Hashem Lo Lifnei Bama. When you're talking about doing the Avaida B'Amida, that's only a din Lifnei Hashem. If it's not Lifnei Hashem, like in a bama, a Yashiv is not a psul in a bama. That's what our Gemara is saying. These are, so we have two possibilities of learning. First of all, the Azhara for Azar. One is V'idaz will be Kutchiv in Israel, or else V'zar Le'ikra V'aleichem. And the Kol Shaklavitariyah, remember, let's hear this well. The Gemara here is not having a Shaklavitariyah of how you know Azar is awesome. We are getting it. We're going to either Mizor Leikrav Aleichem or else from being Azru. The question is only, how do you know that he's Mechal the Avaida? For that, we either have, because it says, V'lo Yechalalu, B'nei Yisrael V'lo Yechalalu, or else we learn out from the Kal Mechaymer. Creates problems of whether it snowballs into the discussion of what happens by Obama. Rabbi Kivenger has a problem. Why didn't you say Yavid Lo Mahani? If the Torah came and told you you're not allowed to do Avaida, isn't it Pashit that if you hold the Yavid Lo Mahani, why do you need a Pashit to tell you that you can't? If the Torah tells you you're not allowed to do Avaida, isn't it Pashit that Bemela, it's not going to work?
It might not work.
If it doesn't work, I mean, it's not an Avaida. That was from a Kemaker's question. No, so now the question is, here the question that we have here is, look, I mean, the dinim that we discussed before, that might not work, but does it possible? Does it create a psul? And that's where it's going to be the gaya, what we said by Esher Liskuna. In the case where it's Esher Liskuna, I think that's what Shmuel Aaron meant. So which case, yes, we discussed it, yeah, because it, And the Gabi Nadinim, it's going to be, if you hold that Azar, if you hold that Azar apostles, then the Kasha is a very good Kasha. Let's say we come out that apostles. The fact that maybe it doesn't work, that's true. Maybe it's the Avad Lo Mahani. But how do you know that it's not absolutely good, it's not rectifiable, that it shops a psul, that it's different? Then again, it depends on that is true or not. Maybe it is rectifiable. Maybe there is no shape soul. In which case, then Rabbi Kamegra's kasha would be have a legitimate kasha. And therefore, that's where it's going to be a game. Remember when I bent to the shaila of what the shaila is by halacha, if it's actually good or not. Let's see what shot of the Gemara is not. That's not. In other words, if it's an overall shaila of Avaida, of a Avaida's psulim, then El Kharabi, that's one way to learn it. But if we have other rayas, and we're able to be mechalik between halacha and everything else, that means that we have to deal with this separately. The shaila of halacha is an independent shaila that we have. The government is that now we can clarify another thing. If it makes enough gemina, whether we learn it out, the Isser Zarus, from Mizar Lo Yikra Valechem, or to learn it out from the Yinozru, because of B'nai Yisrael. If it makes enough Gemina, you have certain problems. Again, which, again, time does not allow us to elaborate on it. We have certain miyutim. For example, let's say, the Haitzav, the Magaya now, get a Minyana Diyama. A bazaar will go into the Kodesh Kadoshim to take out the Kafel Machta. Is he going to be hired for Zaris? So the Ramban says that it's not enough. The Ramban Chizkuni hold, it's not an avoda. And the Gemara says, well, maybe Shmichai Misa for the Misa for the Psalm Zaris. The question is, if it's not an avoda, what's the reason? That's called an avoda siluk. Avoda siluk is not Machai Misa. And it says, let's say the Zohar goes in, he's had to remove the Kafel Machta. He's not chai because it's only an avoda siluk. What do you mean? If it's not an avoda, there's nothing to talk about. What kind of a havamina would there be to be mechayev and misa? It's not an avoda.
We
ask
him to be
recovered
for the
kriya
to go.
It's another thing. Maybe it should be beirut. Right, so we say it's not a beirut recovered. But let's say by stab the din of Zaris, the Gemara says of Chabdalin and Yuma, that it's the reason why he's not chai and misa. Is because it's an avoda siluk, not an avoda smatana. Or the tishun mizbeach apnimi, to clean out the ashes in the morning of the mizbeach apnimi. It's also, it's called an avoda siluk. Tosfos holds you don't even have to do it with big day kahuna. It's no psul of zaris or that. Tosfos Yuma, the test is in Tosfos. The Shaila said, what kind of a Chiyim Misa would there possibly be? There is a Dvar Avram, that the Dvar Avram that makes enough Gemina when you learn out from Vizor Lo Yikrav Aleichem. If you learn it out from Vizor Lo Yikrav Aleichem, it means Zaris not only because it's an Avaida, it's because you're trespassing on the domain of Kaihanim, whatever it is, even if technically it's not. But it's not considered to be an avoda. Yesh basi rak lahaya, the gabi this. I talk about it in my sefer also. Now, that is another very big problem in Yeshiv. Hey, long time to do it. We do have, it's a Yesided Taisus, but we don't know it. Aina, I'm gonna have to skip that. I'll help maybe I'll come back to it maybe tomorrow. Aina, Minala Hadia, Mikmatik Siv, says by Nadav Aviyu, when Nadav Aviyu died, Aaron told the Lazar V'Samar that they had to eat from the Karbanis of the Yom HaShemini. And they didn't. They burnt it. I mean, they saw an action. Minala Niksiv, Minala Mikdash Lo Yetzay, or V'lo Yechalu. He can't be mechallelit. Ha'acher, vice, another case. Not this case here. A kain gadol, like kain gadol, shelo yotza, he's chilo, he's mechallelit. What's the reason? Because they were oinin him. If an oinin went and did the avoida, he would be mechallel the avoida. Mina mingdash lo yetze, had he's not mechallel. But if it's an acher, shelo yotza, a regular, Kayin, who does not go out, is Mechal Davida. Rabbi Lazar Amar Mehocha, Hein Hikrivu. What do you think? They're the ones that did it. Ani Hikravti. Aaron says, I'm the one that did it, I'm Kayin Gadol. And there's no Aninus. Mechal, from there I'm also able to infer. The Inhu Akrib, Shapri Starf, that we understand, that it was able to be burnt because they were mechalalit. Rabbi Lazar, my time of the Omer, why didn't he learn it off from the Pasuk of Hamikdash Le'Yetzeh? Says by Kayin Gadol, he doesn't go out for the Mikdash Le'Yetzeh Le'Yechal. Amalach Mikzif Ha'acher Shelo Yotzeh Chilo. He doesn't make the diuk for that. Be'idach, my time of the Omer, why did he learn from the other way, Mehemekrivu? Because so far, because he held, the reason why that itself was burnt was not because of Aninus. the whole storyline was different. Why was it that they burnt it? Because it became tameh. Why did it become tameh? Because they didn't want to eat it. So maybe it was time that elapsed and it became vulnerable to tuma. They tuma nisrafa, not because of the psul avaydis per se. Rabbi Shmuel taught us, they become a chaymer, and now we can start the whole thing over again. We'll learn that, you know, and we know that in Oinon Pasos, we learn that come a chaymer be balmum. Uma balmum she oichum. Same thing again. Ima avad chilel. Oinon she ain't oichum. An Oinon that does not eat. An Oinon that does not eat. Eino did shiva batchilo. Mahal baal mum shikain also ma kreivim kama kreivim. The same thing again. Zor yachiyach. Mahal zor shikain eino tachana. Amom yachiyach. Baal mum because the Rambam has not kani can rectify it. He'll become here. He can get better. Mechazer adin lai rizek kariza. Lai rizek kariza. Atzad Hashem shmehet shei musarim. Vimav dachil elo. Afani ovi aynan shemusar vimav batchilo. Eichad Musa, where is it that the Einon is Musa? Eileva, because Seto min ha-migdash, min o'ra min ha-migdash lo-yetzei. They learn that from there, the same type of kasha that we had before from the Inhazru. Chilam gufek zidbeg. Min ha-migdash lo-yetzei v'lo-yechalel. Ela, mehene krivu. Because Savar, but they are need a snisrufa. Maybe that's the reason it's implied that it's going to be Usar. And hell, what was the reason? Why they weren't able to do, why it became, why it was burnt? Because they weren't allowed to do it. Maybe you could say the following. You know why it is Balatzad HaShavish, not the other ones? There's never a heter, a Balmum, or a case like that. Tame Yochiach. Balatame, because I'm there too, but Sutra Mitzibur. Therefore, we'll say the same thing by Anoinim. Velitrach, Balatzad Shabbos Shechay Lahutra Mechlolan Eitzokayin Gadol Mekarben Yachid. Maybe they have a certain chumra that there's never a heter for Kayin Gadol. Shein Tuma Bi Yishterai. Yeah, but there is a Mahutra Mechlolan by Tuma in general, by Korban Tzibur. And therefore, you can't say they have a chumrah. Rabbi Sharshi Amar also b'kav b'chaymer miyoshin. Uma yoshin she'ayichol ima v'adchilel. Aino she'ayno aichol. Aino din she'ima v'adchilel. What are you going to say about the yoshin she'ayin posel b'yedis? The yoshin tabuchacham, the same kubar as Amad Aleph. Ma'al she'ayin yoshin. She'ayin posel b'yedis. She'ayin yoshin lepar. Mi'tzitzel leimar parach. Asa miyoshin v'meichad v'meihanach. You let out for one of the other ones. Stop. Huh? We should stop? All right. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.